السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Can you hear me on those who are online?
Walaikum assalam. Yes, we can hear you just fine.
Alhamdulillah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah. Wa salatu wa salam ala Rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man wala. So we continue our study of Surah Al-A'raf. And we are now in the section number 13, Ruku 13, starting with the ayah 103. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ثم بعثنا من بعدهم موسى بآياتنا إلى فرعون وملئه وظلموا بها فانظر كيف كان عاقبة المفسدين وقال موسى يا فرعون إني رسول من رب العالمين حقيق على أن لا أقول على الله إلا الحق قد جئتكم ببينة من ربكم فأرسل معي بني إسرائيل. In the name of Allah, the most merciful, the compassionate. Then we sent after them Moses with our signs to Pharaoh and his notables. But they treated them wrongfully. See how was the end of those who were corrupt. And Moses said, O Pharaoh, I am truly a messenger from the Lord of the worlds. I am obligated to say nothing about Allah except the truth. I have brought you a clear proof from your Lord. So send forth with me the children of Israel. Musa alayhi salam's story is now being told. We have five other prophets who were mentioned before that. Nuh alayhi salam, Hud alayhi salam, Salih alayhi salam, Shu'aib alayhi salam, Lut alayhi salam. And then there was a comment, general comment about the prophetic message and the prophet's history. And now Allah says, then we sent after them, after those prophets, then comes Musa alayhi salam. So Musa alayhi salam was a great prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His name is mentioned in the Quran many times. His story is mentioned many times. He is the one who is the most mentioned prophet in the Quran. You have 136 times his name is mentioned. And his story is mentioned in several surahs. Different parts of the story to draw lessons from that. And here in this section, you can see that other prophets are mentioned just a few ayat. But here almost 70 ayat, you have about Musa alayhi salam. And there are two things Allah Quran says about Musa alayhi salam. Musa alayhi salam struggled with Pharaoh, Pharaon of Egypt. And he opposed Musa alayhi salam and he came to fight Musa alayhi salam. Although he was shown many miracles, many signs. And so Pharaoh was destroyed. And the other is, after that, Musa alayhi salam liberated the children of Israel from the persecution in Egypt. And then his struggle with them. Some of them believed in him and some of them did not believe. And they created all kinds of issues and problems. So that's another aspect of Musa alayhi salam's story. Musa alayhi salam was about 1400 years before Isa alayhi salam. And although he belonged to Bani Israel, but he came at a time when they were in Egypt. So he was born in Egypt. His name is Musa alayhi salam, and you have the story in Surah Al-Qasas later, Surah number 28, that how Pharaoh was killing the male children of the Israelite people. And so his mother, when he was born, was very afraid what is going to happen to him. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspired her that she should put the baby in a basket and put the basket in the river. And then it was picked up by the wife of Pharaoh, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put the love in her heart for this baby, even though she knew and Pharaoh knew that this is either a right child, but they did not kill him, rather they raised him up, and then you have the whole story. So Musa alayhi salam, Allah says, summa ba'asna min ba'dihim Musa bi ayatina. Then after them, after these prophets that were mentioned before, we sent Moses, Musa alayhi salam, with our signs, with our message, with our revelation, ayat. Ayat are signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ayat are miracles of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ayat are the scripture, the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Musa alayhi salam was sent with the ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to Pharaoh and to his people, Umala'i, his notables. So yes, Musa was sent up to Port of Israel, he was sent to other people, but Pharaoh was the leader. So his leader's name is mentioned. That means leader, it was sent to the leader, that means leader sent to the people. And also his notables, the leaders in the Pharaoh's cabinet, in his government, those people there, they are called Mala, chief. So the chiefs were also addressed by the message of Musa alayhi salam. And Musa alayhi salam, of course, mentioned in the Quran and other place that he was with him was Harun, his brother. So Musa and Harun, both of them go, but Musa was the main prophet, main spokesman for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he went with the ayat of Allah to Fir'aun and told him, this is the message. Worship only one God. There's only one God. So fazalamu biha. So they did zulm with the ayat of Allah. That means they treated the ayat of Allah wrongfully. Not listening to the ayat of Allah, not paying attention to the ayat of Allah, but rather they started doing wrong things. They denied and continued in their corruption, the wrong thing. So Allah says, فَانْظُرْ كَيْفَ كَانَ عَقِبَةُ الْمُفْسِدِينَ. So see what happened to those who made corruption. What was the end of those who were corrupt? كَيْفَ كَانَ عَقِبَةُ الْمُفْسِدِينَ. عَقِبَةُ الْمُفْسِدِينَ means the end. What happened to them? How they were, Allah's punishment came, then they could not escape. With all the power, with everything that they had, they could not. The most mighty, powerful emperor of the time, he could not save himself when Allah's punishment came. And Musa alayhi salam came to Fir'aun and he said, Inni Rasulum min Rabbil Alam. Fir'aun, Ya Fir'aun, Inni Rasulum min Rabbil Alam. O Pharaoh, I am a messenger from the Lord of the world. And also with him when he was, Harun alayhi salam was there, he said, Inna Rasulah Rabbil Alam. We are both the messengers of the Lord of the world. And he said, I'm telling you the truth. Haqiqun ala Allah qula ala Allah illa al-haq. I mean, that is my obligation. It is incumbent upon me. It is obligated. I'm obligated to tell you nothing but the truth. And I have come to you with signs, proof, clear proof. So I have some clear proof from my Lord for you. So you should listen to me, pay attention to what I'm saying. And if you don't want to believe, I mean, of course, he is supposed to believe too. Musa alayhi salam was not only for the Bani Israel. He was also a prophet to Pharaoh and to Egyptian people. So he said that if you don't want, let me take the Bani Israel out from here. My people, to whom I am directly sent, I want to free them from persecution, because Pharaoh was treating them as slaves and persecuting them. And they were oppressed and they were put to hard tasks and difficulties. So haqiqun ala an la qula ala Allah illa al-haq qad ji'tukum bi bayyinatin min rabbikum fa arsil ma'a bani Israel. So allow the Bani Israel, children of Israel, to go with me. Let us leave Egypt. And he was mistreating the people. He was doing zulm to the people, oppressing them. And so he said, I came to liberate them. I want to take them out from here and we'll live somewhere else. Arzullahi wasi'a. We'll make hijrah from here. We'll go out from here and live somewhere else. So arsil ma'ya Bani Israel. So allow Bani Israel to go with me. I mean, just summarizing the whole story. And so what happened? This is what Musa alayhi salam said in front of Fir'aun and to his mala, to his chiefs, so his notables that were sitting in front of him and telling them, everybody, that I am the messenger of Allah. And I have come to bring you a message from the Lord. And this message is for everyone. But also, Lord has seen the difficulties and the problem that Israelites are facing. And so I have come to liberate them. I want to take them out from here. Arsil ma'ya Bani Israel. So what did he say? When he said, "Anni jitu bi bayyinatin min rabbikum," I have come with a clear proof from your Lord. He said, "Qala in kunta jita bi ayatin fa'ti biha in kunta min as-sadiqin." فَأَلْقَى عَصَاهُ فَإِذَا هِيَ ثُعْبَانٌ مُبِينٌ وَنَزَعَ يَدَهُ فَإِذَا هِيَ بَيْضَاءُ لِلنَّاظِرِينَ. He said, if you have brought any sign, then bring it forth, if you are among the fruitful. So he cast his staff, and behold, it was a serpent manifest. And he drew forth his hand, and behold, it was white to the onlookers. So he said, show me the sign. What sign you have? You're saying you have a sign? Show me the sign. So Musa alayhi salam had a asa, a stick, a cane in his hand. And this asa, he put it on the ground, cast on the floor. And it was a big serpent. It was a clear, huge serpent. It was. And then he took his hand and brought it out from his armpit. It's shining. So two signs. One is the sign to fear. This asa that became a serpent, it became a sign of. So Egyptians knew that. Egyptian story is the majestic power that they believe in God, sun god, Re, sun god, and the story of sun god's fight with the serpent. So this was part of their story. The fight with the serpent. Oh, so he saw that. Oh, the serpent, big serpent. Yeah. And then how it says the sun god captured and defeated the serpent. So this is their old story. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them that story, that can happen. So this is the sign of frightening sign. The sign of that one should be aware of that, warning sign. But then there is another sign, the sign of a shining hand. That hand can heal people. Can bring the noor, can bring the blessings. It was white, clear for those who see. So these are the two signs. And here, and behold, he brought them. Immediately he showed them the two signs. Allah has given those signs to him, and then he come to Fir'aun and give them the sign. قال الملأ من قوم فرعون إن هذا لساحر عليم يريد أن يخرجكم من أرضكم فماذا تأمرون قالوا أرجه وأخاه وأرسل في المدائن حاشرين يأتوك بكل ساحر عليم. The chiefs from among the Pharaoh's people said, truly this is a skillful sorcerer. He wants to drive you out of your land. So what do you command? They said, hold him and his brother and send forth marshals to the cities to summon. They will bring to you every skillful sorcerer. So what they say, instead of looking at the signs and taking lessons from that, learning something, changing themselves, they, Pharaoh and his people, they had some, what is this? What is this? So they say, he is very sharp, very smart, very knowledgeable, very skillful magician, Sahir. And in the land, they had Sahir, a lot of magicians, a lot of sorcerers they used to commit. They used to have this practice sorcery. So they said, this is a sorcerer. And now the Sahirun Alim. And not only that, I said, it's very smart. And he wants to take you out from your power. I mean, Musa alayhi salam did not any threaten him. He did not threaten his power. But they said that to excite Pharaoh. And excite the people around the throne. Either Pharaoh said that, or they said that, or whatever, this conversation. Yuridu an yukhrijakum min ardikum. This is very powerful. And the end is that this is going to prevail, and then you will be in difficulty, you will be in problem. So he immediately says, this is the political maneuver of this person who is coming from the Israelite, and this is what they want. They want to take over the country. They want to take over the land. يُرِيدُ أَنْ يُخْرِجَكُمْ مِنْ أَرْضِكُمْ فَمَاذَا تَأْمُرُونَ. So he said, what do you say? Pharaoh said to his chiefs, and the chiefs talked to the Pharaoh, and both of them had conversation and consultation. And they said, what do you command? Sir, your majesty, what do you command? Or Pharaoh said to the people, what do you suggest? What is your opinion in this matter? So they said, well, we have to fight the magic with magic. He's a magician. We have our own magician. We can bring that. And we can defeat him. And people can see that, who is more powerful, who will prevail. So they say, arjih wa akha. Arjih wa akha. Let him stay. Stop him, hold him, and his brother Harun alayhi salam. Hold him and his brother, and then send people, marshals, to go and find out the best magicians in our country. Or Silfil Madain Hashirin. Madain, the plural of Medina, the cities. So go to all over the cities in Egypt and gather the sorcerer. وَرْسِلْ مَدَائِنِ حَاشِرِينَ يَأْتُوكَ بِكُلِّ سَاحِرٍ عَلِيمٍ. They will bring to you a very smart, knowledgeable, skillful magician. So they said, let's have some kind of a contest. And then also, they wanted to show the people that don't listen to them, don't be fooled by them. This is nothing but magic, and we can fight the magic with magic. And we'll show you. يَأْتُوكَ بِكُلِّ سَاحِرٍ عَلِيمٍ. They will bring you every knowledgeable sorcerer. And so they did that. They collected a group of magicians, a group of sorcerers, and they came. And they were told probably that there is going to be a contest. There is a man here who claims that he is a prophet, and he has some magical skills. So we want you to fight that person. We want to show your power of magic. So they say, we'll do that. They came. وجاء السحرة فرعون قالوا إن لنا لأجرا إن كنا نحن الغالبين قال نعم وإنكم لمن المقربين قالوا يا موسى إما أن تلقي وإما أن نكون نحن الملقين قال ألقوا فلما ألقوا سحروا أعين الناس واسترهبوهم وجاءوا بسحر عظيم. The sorcerer came to Pharaoh and said, shall we be rewarded if we win? I mean, their motive was to get money. So he said, yes, we are going to find this person. What are we going to get? Are you going to get something? Are you going to get some special reward? He said, of course, naam. And not only that, but you will become very close to me. I will give you an important place in my court, you will be close to the Hermes, to His Majesty, the Emperor. وَإِنَّكُمْ لَمِنَ الْمُقَرَّبِينَ. You will be those who will be drawn near. So مُقَرَّبِينَ are those who receive all the benefits of the royal benefits and the wealth. So you will have a lot of wealth, you have a lot of power, you have a lot of influence. قَالَ نَعَمْ وَإِنَّكُمْ لَمِنَ الْمُقَرَّبِينَ. So they came, and it is mentioned in other places in the Quran that Musa alayhi salam and Harun alayhi salam, they said, bring the people on a festival day when the large of people can come and see. So they gathered on that day, and now there was a big show. Here are the magicians, the skillful, the famous, well-known magicians of Egypt. And here is Musa alayhi salam and Harun alayhi salam. And so they said, Ya Musa, imma an tulqiya wa imma an nakuna nahnu al-mulqin. You want to throw or should we throw? Either you throw or we throw. And in another place it's mentioned that either you throw first and we afterward, or we throw first and you. So they are the ones who suggested that. Imma an tulqiya wa imma an nakuna nahnu al-mulqin. Either you cast whatever you have, or we cast. And they also, the Quran says, they also came with their hibal and asi. They came with their sticks, and they came with their ropes. And they wanted to show a big show of magic. So, imma an tulqiya wa imma an nakuna nahnu al-mulqin. Either you cast your spell, your magical spell, or we do that. We'll put our spell. Qala alqu. So Musa alayhi salam, go ahead, do that. Cast whatever you have. Qalamma alqu saharu ayun an-nas. When they cast whatever they had, they mesmerized people. They bewitched the eyes of the people. People get very frightened. There's a huge, whatever sticks and whatever the ropes are moving all over, and the sticks are moving and all this thing. So that frightened the people. Istarhabuhum. And this was all, the eye. What is the magic? Magic is the game of the eyes. People, there's nothing changes. The reality doesn't change. What changes is just the eyes. It's a game of what happened to them. They did the saharu ayun an-nas. They mystified the eyes of the people. Wastarhabuhum, and frightened them. Wajaa'u bisihrin 'azeem, and they brought a mighty magic, mighty game they brought. So this is a mighty sorcery. وأوحينا إلى موسى أن ألق عصاك فإذا هي تلقف ما يأفكون فوقع الحق وبطل ما كانوا يعملون فغلبوا هنالك وانقلبوا صاغرين وألقي السحرة ساجدين قالوا آمنا برب العالمين رب موسى وهارون. We revealed to Moses, cast your staff. And behold, it devoured all their fakery, all their deception. Thus the truth happened, and whatever they were doing was shown to be false. There they were defeated, and were turned back, humble, the sorcerers were cast down prostrate. They said, "We believe in the Lord of the worlds, Lord of Moses and Aaron." So Musa alayhi salam and Harun alayhi salam, when they saw what the magicians did, and this was a sihr azim, mighty magic. So like people, other people, they were also frightened. And the Quran mentioned that in another place, said that they were frightened. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, don't be afraid. You have a stick, throw your stick, cast your stick. So he put his stick on the ground and it started devouring all those, everything is eaten up by the stick of Musa alayhi salam. فَإِذَا هِيَ تَلْقَفُ مَا يَأْفِكُونَ And this, whatever it touch, finish, gone. As if it is eating up, as if it is swallowing up everything. فَإِذَا هِيَ تَلْقَفُ مَا يَأْفِكُونَ So as if, behold, it devoured all their fakery, all their deception. So there's nothing. And this is the way how the haqq happened. The truth happened. فَوَقَعَ الْحَقِّ The haqq defeated. وَبَطَلَ مَا كَانُوا يَأْفِكُونَ And whatever falsehood they had, it disappeared. It evaporated. It's gone. Whatever they were showing was false. And the falsehood went away. جَعَ الْحَقُّ وَبَطَلَ الْبَاطِلِ Haqq came and the batil went away. So all those fakery could not stand before the truth. فَغُلِبُ هُنَالِكَ So all these magicians, they were defeated. There and then, they were defeated. وَنْقَلَبُوا سَغْرِينَ And they turned very humble, very humiliated. Because they all came with a great confidence that they are going to win and they will have a lot of money and a lot of power and everything they will have. But nothing. وَنْقَلَبُوا سَغْرِينَ And the Egyptians, the Pharaoh thought that it was magic, but the real magicians, they realized that this is not magic. This is the truth. Aqal haqq. So they realized the truth. This truth has come now. So suddenly, they all went to sajda. Mulqiya saharatu sajideen. These all expert magicians, they are all prostrating. And they said, Aman, Rabbil Alam. We believe in the Lord of the worlds. We believe in the Lord of the worlds. So they said, there is only one God. And we believe in the Lord. And this is the Lord of Musa and Harun. Rabbi Musa. I mean, later, Fir'aun himself, when he was drowning, he said, Amantu bi Rabbi Musa. Amantu bi ma'amrat bihi ibn Israel. I believe it the way that ibn Israel believed. So here you have the magicians are believing. Amanna bi Rabbil Alamin, Rabbi Musa wa Harun. We believe in the Lord of the worlds, the Lord of Musa and Harun. So this is sudden change that happens. That somebody sees a magic, somebody sees a miracle, and the miracle immediately changes the people. This happened to those people. They believe. In Musa alayhi salam and Harun alayhi salam. And Fir'aun was watching that. So this, the emperor, the king, his majesty got very angry with them. قَالَ بِرْعَوْنُ وَأَوَنْتُمْ بِهِ قَبْلَ أَنْ آذَنَ لَكُمْ إِنَّ هَذَا لَمَكْرٌ مَكَرْتُمُهُ فِي الْمَدِينَةِ لِتُخْرِجُوا مِنْهَا أَهْلَهَا فَسَوْفَ تَعْلَمُونَ لو قطعنا أيديكم وأرجلكم من خلاف ثم لأصلبنكم أجمعين قالوا إنا إلى ربنا منقلبون وما تنقم منا إلا أن آمنا بآيات ربنا لما جاءتنا ربنا أفرغ علينا صبرا وتوفنا مسلمين Pharaoh said, you believe in him before I grant you permission? This is indeed a plot that you have devised in this city, that you may expel its people from it. Soon you shall know. I shall surely cut your hands and your feet on alternate sides. Then I shall crucify you all. They said, surely we shall return to our Lord. You take vengeance upon us only because we believed in the signs of our Lord. When they came to us, our Lord showered patience upon us and let us die as those submitting to you. So Pharaoh say, hey, you people, you believe in him before even telling me? You have not taken my permission without my leave? How can you do that? I'm your king. And how can you do that? I'm your God. I'm your Lord. So he says, Qablan azan alaikum, without my permission, you believe in him? And then he said, this must be a conspiracy. This is the leader. This, Quran and Harun, these are your leaders probably. And you all have to hatch some kind of a conspiracy. And that is how you wanted to do that. So before you come here, you must have made a plot like that. Instead of understanding the reality and the truth, they started putting all kind of motivation, ideas of their own. In هَذَا لَمَكْرٌ مَكَرْتُمُهُ بِالْمَدِينَةِ This is your plot, this is your conspiracy that you have devised in secret. And why? لِتُخْرِجُوا مِنْهَا أَهْلَهَا So that you expel these people and you take over our country. So those humble people, little people, they're mighty king. Who are controlling a big area. Suddenly he starts saying that these people are having a plot, conspiracy. That's what they are. Small group of people, minority, smallest, they do something for their religion and they put them, say, they are going to take over our they will change our constitution, they change our laws, our rules, take over the country, all of that. إن هذا لمكر مكرتموه في المدينة تخرج منها أهلها. Okay, so we'll let you know. فسوف تعلمون. You will see. You will know what we are going to do. We'll cut your hands and your feet on the alternate sign. The right hand, then left foot, the left hand, right foot. This is the way we are going to do that. لو قطع عنا أيديكم وأرجلكم من خلاف. From different direction, so that you will not be able to walk, you will not be mobile, you will not do anything. ثُمَّ لَأُصَلِّبَنَّكُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ So very strong. Then after that, I'll crucify each and every one of you. Hang you, all of you. And these people who have sudden change, Iman has its own confidence. Iman has the resilience of Iman, the power of Iman. So what do you say? Inna ila rabbina munqalibun. We are going to turn to Allah. If you kill us, what happened? We'll go back to our Lord. Our Lord is the one who brought us here in this world and we are going to go back. Inna ila rabbina munqalibun. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Belong to Allah, we are going to return to him. And you are not taking all this anger and vengeance against us, except we have not committed any crime against you, we have not done anything. We just believe in our Lord. We saw the signs and we believe the signs of the Lord. And then they pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, رَبَّنَا أَفْرِغْ عَلَيْنَا صَبْرًا وَتَوَفَّنَا مُسْلِمِينَ Our Lord, give us patience. أَفْرِغْ عَلَيْنَا It is like saying that pour upon us, undel them upon us, pour upon us, afriq alayna sabran, a full lot of sabr love thrown upon us. So we are showered by that, by the patience. So Allah sent your patience upon us. So be steadfast against all these threats and challenges and all of these things that they have. رَبَّنَا أَفْرِقْ عَلَيْنَا صَبْرًا وَتَوَفَّنَا مُسْلِمِينَ. And let us die as Muslims. Muslim means the one who submit to Allah. So Islam is not the religion started by Prophet Muhammad. Islam is the religion a long time ago. Musa alayhi salam and his followers were Muslims. Ibrahim alayhi salam was a Muslim. Nuh alayhi salam was Muslim. All of them were Muslim. Muslim means the one who submit to Allah. So Rabbana afriq alayna sabran wa tawaffana muslimin. And he is threatening that he will kill us. So Allah, let us stay. And let us have sabat and istiqamah. We have to be steadfast. And we stay firm on iman. So Allah, give us that strength that we die as Muslims. Even up to the last minute, we remain faithful and submit to you. And we go from this world as mu'min, as believers, as those who submit to Allah. So this is, the story will continue after that. But this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying about this encounter of Musa alayhi salam with Fir'aun and his people, and what the sign that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave to Musa alayhi salam, how these signs were presented to them. But you see that people see the signs. Those who are stubborn, they don't believe it. They see the sign. Isa alayhi salam came and he showed signs, some miracles. Some people who were blind, they were seeing. Some people who were even dead, and he raised them up. But they did not have, they became more corrupt. They became more stubborn. So stubbornness of the people, the arrogance of the people, that is what keeps them on. Instead of seeing the truth as truth, that's why you say, رَبَّنَا أَلَّهُمَّ أَرِنَا الْحَقَّ حَقًّا وَرْزُقْنَا اتِّبَاعًا وَأَرِنَا الْبَاطِلَ بَاطِلًا وَرْزُقْنَا اتِّنَابًا. Oh Allah, show us the haqq, the truth as truth, and help us to follow it. And show us the falsehood as falsehood, and help us to keep away from it. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us on the right path. So let's look at it, inshallah, the story of Musa alayhi salam and Fir'aun, and then after that, Musa alayhi salam and Bani Israel. This will continue. In Surah Al-Araf, we have some details, and you have other surahs, Surah Al-Shu'ara and Surah Al-Qasas, Surah Al-Naml. In those surahs, some other aspects are mentioned of this story. Can take any questions?
When did Musa alayhi salam left from the Pharaoh's house? When he was growing up?
Whether the story was that he was walking in the town, he was in the palace, and he was walking in the town, and he saw that an Egyptian was attacking an Israelite. And Israelite, when he saw Musa alayhi salam, a strong man, looked like one of them. So he asked him, Sagasa. So he asked Musa alayhi salam to help. And Musa alayhi salam went to this person and asked him, what are you doing? And then he hit him with his fist. Wakazahu Musa. Although Musa alayhi salam did not have any intention to kill him, but Musa alayhi salam's fist was strong. فَوَكَذَهُ مُوسَى وَقَضَى عَلَيْهِ. So that the person died. He fell down, finished. So that is the incident. And then after that, next day again, Musa alayhi salam was out. And again, he saw the same person who was fighting before. And there was fighting going on between him and the Egyptian. Again, he had some. So Musa alayhi salam will say that you are a troublemaker. And he comes towards him and then he says, "Ah, you're going to kill me as you killed the person yesterday?" And the news spread. And then somebody came to him and told him that people are talking about to catch you and to put and to kill you because you killed somebody. And my suggestion is that you run away from here. Leave the town. Thus he left. So you have that story in Surah Al-Qasas.
Yeah. As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah, everyone. As-salamu
alaykum wa rahmatullah.
I don't remember anywhere it is documented what happens when the magicians bow down to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Firaun threatened them to be crucified or cut their hands and hang. Did it happen or it did not happen?
No, I don't think it happened, but he got busy in some other things.
Mm.
We saw that there was a commotion that was happening all over. I'm sure because there was a large number of Egyptians that saw that. So he was very concerned about his reputation.
Mm.
So he threatened those people, but he was already persecuting them. So he was only creating problem for them. Whether he killed the magicians or not, that we don't have that detail
documented. So yeah. Therefore, based on all those eye illusion, even today, this is happening, correct? The magicians, all those magic show you see in different places, is the all our eyes illusion, correct? You know, all those bird coming out and balls, you know, you see, you must have seen some shows where they show all those so it's all eyes hypnotism, or what is that trick?
There are people who are recognizing the truth and accepting it, even though sometimes it is against their own material interests. But they are when they see the power of the truth, they accept it. They listen to the Quran, they read the story of the Prophet ﷺ, his seerah, and it affects them very much. But those who are, there are many others who stay in their corruption, in their evil, and they continue persecuting, actually they persecute others also. So it's happening, this kind of a struggle between the haqq and batil, it will go on. So you have this Musa alayhi salam and Fir'aun, the powerful, this struggle goes on. And what is the message? The message is that you stay with the truth. And the truth is whatever you know is right. You stay
with it.
You follow that.
If there is no comment, I would like to update. Yesterday, I attended the Muslim American Society convention in Ontario Convention Center. And we were told that this was the largest gathering after a long time. Around 3,500 people attended, alhamdulillah.
In the convention?
In the evening. Yeah, you were there in the evening?
No, I'm asking, was it in the convention or in the evening?
No, the total people who attended.
Leadership. Sorry, I missed that. I was out.
Total attendees. The briefing was the total attendees, alhamdulillah, was the highest this time, was 3,500.
Inshallah.
And another notable thing was all the management was all the young people.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a very important transition for all our masajid to keep empowering the youth in leadership roles and continue to build the transfer of power, let's put it this way. Mm-hmm. So that, you know, inshallah. So that was another observation. And
how was the evening with the leadership?
Yeah, it was good, but nothing specific. In previous leadership dinners, we used to interact with question answers and different strategic discussion. But this time it was basically welcome and some awards. I think there were 5 awards given to youth, including, you know, Saghir Bhai's son-in-law, Ahmed Mutawwa.
Yes.
Yeah, he was also recognized, alhamdulillah. I saw Saghir Bhai, mashallah. And then after awards and all that, they did a small fundraising for the opera and for Mass LA. And yeah, nothing specific to really report this award. Yeah.
It's good people get together. And
Yeah, it was good together. Yeah, alhamdulillah, it was larger number of a lot of imams, masajid, and leadership was there.
And
Shura Council had a booth, alhamdulillah. It was good. People attended, and bazaar was pretty busy. I mean, I was surprised. The bazaar was lots of booths, let's put it this way.
Lot of halal products. Barakallahu feek. Thank you very much for updating.
Yeah, just wanted to share that.
Anybody else has any question? Well, thank you very much for attending. This is still the holiday weekend, so maybe some people are busy with their holidays. May Allah bless everyone.
Amen.
Rabbana atina fid dunya hasana fil akhirati hasanata wa qina adhaban. Rabbana afriq alayna sabran wa tawaffana muslimin. Rabbana atina fid dunya hasana fil akhirati hasana wa qina adhaban. ربنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار صلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه محمد وآله وصحبه أجمعين رحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين بارك الله فيكم السلام عليكم
السلام عليكم